Welcome to the coronavirus update, the new coronavirus update, where we take a little closer look at the numbers and give you a little bit more insight as to what's actually transpiring. It is the first week of September. We've now had the coronavirus traveling, expanding, as it were, throughout the United States and the world since January. Probably around the second or third week of January is when this virus first started being exported out of Wuhan. And at this date, there are 7,003,000 infected patients currently. What that really means is that 7 million people are considered carriers of the coronavirus. Of those, 6.9 million are considered in mild condition. And of the 7.0 million that are contaminated or have the coronavirus, 60,290 of them are considered serious or critical, which means they're either being treated for it, which means could be a variety of different things. They could be exhibiting aggressive symptoms. They could be also having complications because of other prevalent underlying health causes that they might have. And so that's what they would consider serious or critical, people who are very sick and are in need of therapy, and obviously those who may succumb to COVID-related death. In closed cases, cases which had an outcome, 20,500,000. Of those who have recovered, 19.6 million, or 96%, and those who have died, 897,906, representing 4% of those who had coronavirus. Taking a look at the global world cases, we want to mention that the peak, the last peak of the coronavirus cases around the world was on September 4th. We reached a new level of the number of reported cases in one day, and that level was 300,682. And again, that was on September 4th. And since that day, the new case numbers have gone down. On September 5th, they were slightly lower. September 6th, slightly lower. And finally, September 7th, which was Sunday, at 197,000. So it's gone from a peak of just over 300,000 new cases down to 197,828 new cases. So we've had four successive low days, and we are on par to about where we were back in July. So if September 4th was a peak, and there's no way to know that because this outbreak will continue to permeate every part of the globe, and you don't know where hotspots are going to suddenly pop up. So much of it depends on the healthcare system, the amount of elderly, the health of the people in general, and the level of contamination. In terms of daily deaths, there's clearly the downslope of what you might consider a second wave. The first peak of daily deaths in the world was April 17th, where 8,513 people were reported to have died. That was one day, daily death total 8,513. Our next peak day occurred July 22nd, and that's where we had 7,131 deaths in a single day. So two significant peaks, one back in April. This is daily deaths from around the world with about 8,500, and then a second peak, which occurred back in July 22nd, with 7,131 deaths in one day. Now, since that time, we have steadily decreased. We've had a quick upsurge, but not as high as the previous upsurge, and then a gradual declination. Our last sort of little peak was 6,362, which was on September 2nd, and we've had 1, 2, 3, 4 days of declining daily deaths. So September 8th, their daily deaths were 3,841. So it could either be another mini peak, which might be slightly lower than the 6,000 count, and that's what it looks to be on track when you look at Mexico and Brazil. Mexico is dropping steadily. Brazil has a few occasional high peaks, but overall they're staying below 1,000. We'll take a look at those numbers in just a moment. So that's the good news on the global front, is that we're seeing a declination of both new cases and daily deaths. In terms of state and countries that are exhibiting and still being most impacted, India topped the list on September 7th with 1,129 deaths, Brazil with 315 deaths in one 24-hour period, the USA with 286, and we'll break down USA in just a moment, and Argentina with 270, Mexico with 232 deaths. I want to take a quick look at Mexico, because Mexico for the better part of 2 weeks was drawing a lot of concern because of increasing cases, both new cases and deaths. But it does appear that since August 2nd, when they peaked at 9,500 daily cases, they've had some mini peaks along the way, but they're declining overall. Their last peak was on September 6th. They had 6,000 new cases. And then, of course, yesterday they had 4,000. So they dropped by 2,000 cases in 1 day. The last time they had a peak death day was September 2nd with 827. That was their third highest day of daily deaths. Their most significant daily deaths day was back in June, where they had just over 1,000 deaths in 1 day. Contrast that with yesterday, they've had 232. And if you look at their 7-day average, they're at about 485 deaths on average per day, which is pretty significant. And that is Mexico. So it's good news if that trend continues. Let's take a look here at the United States for just a few moments. And the good news is that the daily new cases and the daily deaths are both down significantly and have been trending downward for the last few days. Obviously, with the Labor Day weekend, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that we're probably going to see a surge in new cases. But that also means that we'll probably subsequently see a slight surge, perhaps, in deaths 2 to 3 weeks down the road, 21 to 30 days down the road. So again, taking a look at the United States, we have had a total of 193,596 total deaths since coronavirus. And yesterday, we recorded 286 deaths total. The top states were 42 in Texas. California reported 33 deaths on September 7th. New Jersey with 22. New Jersey hasn't been in the top five for a while. South Carolina with 20 and New York with 19. But let's take a look at the United States and the overall trending. In new cases, we are trending downward. 25,000 new cases. That's still a pretty high amount of new cases, but it's a drop off from 52,000 on September 4th and 78,000 new cases back in July 24th, when we had our highest number of daily cases, 78,000 in 1 day back July 24th. So we'll see how the new cases tally over the Labor Day weekend. If we can keep it below perhaps 50,000, we might be in pretty good shape. In terms of daily deaths, a great success story to report. Our last peak day was July 30th, where we had 1,850 deaths on July 30th. We have been trending downward since, though there have been periodic, looks like to be 7-day periodic upsurges, but they're declining over a period of time. Our last upsurge was 1,000 cases. That was on September 1st. And we've had 6 days of continuing declinations or declines in deaths at 286 reported on September 7th, and that's down from our last peak of 1,000 back on September 1st. And we'll see if newly death counts continue to drop off, and that's overall in the United States. And then we'll take a look at one more, because Florida was significantly hard hit, at least for a while, and there were concerns about the loosening of restrictions, kids going back to school, all of those factors that could contribute to new deaths and especially new daily cases. But the new daily cases counts are pretty low and are consistently dropping off. So, for example, daily new cases peaked on July 12th, where we saw 15,000 new cases in 1 day, July 12th. Our last peak was 3,656 and that was on September 5th. So we're looking at the late part of last week. And on Monday, we had 1,838 new cases. So 1,800 compared to our peak day back in July when we had 15,000. So that's good news for Floridians. And also the daily new death counts. It's one of the more inconsistent charts because the peaks really do peak. For example, the worst day in Florida was back on August 11th when 276 people died in the state of Florida from COVID-related illness on one single day. We've had several peaks since then, all in around the 200 range, but now they're dropping way below the 200 range. And our last peak at 190, then another subsequent peak a couple of days later, but that was only 152. And now we've had 4 consecutive days of diminishing deaths. Yesterday, September 7th, 17 deaths compared to back on August 11th when there were 276. And so there you have it, a kind of a quick snapshot, an elongated view of the coronavirus pandemic and how it's impacting not only the country and the world, but also in some of the more significant states. And we want to thank you again for downloading this podcast, and we hope that you'll continue to do so. I believe that this is a demarcation point because we're actually, I think, at a point where the worst is over. In terms of therapy and the potential for new vaccines, and we'll continue to update you as there is more significant updates, but you can count on at least a weekly snapshot. That is a weekly snapshot. So continue to follow us on iTunes and Spotify for your coronavirus update. And of course, you can always follow us online and get the latest data and the breaking news on our website, which is candidlyspeaking.net. Candidlyspeaking.net. We also want to thank our sponsors, Siesta Key Florida Rentals, where paradise is waiting for you. Your room is ready at siestakeyyes.com. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins.